lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cronfused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
Hey, hi, hello, it's me, Julie B, your host, aka Cronfused, aka Queer Pal Spank Bitch, and I'm here to delight you, enchant you, hope you enjoy what's being served. It's lukewarm, it's tempered, it's mild. Well, no, it's not always mild, and in this case, it's one of those sounds happy but is sad, sounds sad but is hopeful kind of things. It's an episode brought to you by Part Bat, in whole by Part Bat, in part by Part Bat. Either way, it is a double song feature. We've got her song Okay and also Red Sky off of the album Day Wasters that just came out. The whole album really has this beautifully timeless, folky, truly songwriter, like serving a song kind of vibe, but is definitely very modern. And I feel like there are certain songs that I could have written, like they could have been about my day. Like they're very resonant with a lot of modern folk moving about this world, especially if you exist in cities. And at the same time, they're just so deeply personal and particular to the songwriter herself. And I really like hearing a little bit more about the dichotomy between living through the apocalypse like we are and trying to not waste your time, but still also being gentle with yourself and kind of getting to be silly and make art and make the best of it, but like not feeling forced to rush through the best onto better things, you know? So I've put together a little playlist with lots of apocalyptic tunes. After you hear Part Bat, we'll also hear Apocalypse by Cigarettes After Sex, another band that kind of, in the more sort of gated reverb, lost in time and space, sci-fi vibes, they also have a little bit of indie timelessness to them as well. And then we have The Classic, which, you know, you can't do an End of the World playlist without REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. After that, we have Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. I think I may have played this song before on a Halloween episode, but, you know, at the end of the world, we will all be at a dead man's party. And it's a funeral for a friend. It's a crazy song with a lot going on, and I feel like that's very much Apocalypse vibes, is it not? We have another weirdo on par with Danny Elfman, but very intense and unique in his own right. Flying Lotus's Dead Man's Tetris. I don't know if it's directly inspired by Dead Man's Party, but I really feel like it is. Like, it kind of has this weird, like, chugging energy amidst all this weird, chaotic kind of accoutrements, I want to say, like this sort of sonic extraness that's going on has this a bit of a chugging rhythm behind it that kind of drives the song around and it makes it really flowy. And also just some excellent features, one of my favorite features that Snoop Dogg does, honestly. After that, we're gonna talk a little bit more about fun things, you know, maybe I'll sneak a song in. Maybe we'll play some ads. We'll definitely play some ads. I didn't play any ads last time I sent in an episode. So sorely overdue is what that is. And then I'll talk to you about some more apocalyptic things. But for now, let's listen to Part Bat tell you about her songs Okay and Red Sky off of her new album Day Wasters, which I sincerely hope you check out on any and all streaming platforms. And buy on Bandcamp. I'm sure it's there. That's where she gets the most money. Right? Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. This is Musish. All right. Okay. Thank you for listening. This is Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discorder Radio.
Hi, I'm Part Bat, and today I'm talking about my songs Okay and Red Sky. Okay, which was the first single on the album. That song I started writing around the 2019 Australian wildfires. I was spending a lot of time doom scrolling about that, all the koalas that had died, the terrible loss of biodiversity, all the like hellish kind of visions of that event. And I was just spending too much time online anyway at that time. So I was also toggling between that and just like really overly scrolling Instagram and lurking and looking at everyone's wonderful lives and comparing it to mine, which didn't seem very good, in a shitty job with a relationship that wasn't working in the depths of a Berlin winter. I felt kind of like very doomy. I think I remember around this time as well, COVID was like a little glimmer. A friend of mine was doing like a sweepstakes on what was going to be like the thing that ended the world, and she put that on it, or the wildfires or some other things. It just felt like everything was going so wrong, but everyone was having the best time apart from me. And I wanted to write a song about the kind of weird dissonance of that. And I start writing the song, and no, I have ADHD. I don't know if I can blame that, but maybe I spend too much time on the internet. But like a lot of things I write, I kind of put it down. I kind of stopped for a while. I think the pandemic happened and I was kind of caught up in the flurry of that for a bit. And then I came back to it later on in the pandemic. When we've thrown like everything being on Zoom into the mix, and like losing my job, which I hate anyway, but still, and like other shit going wrong, and just like doubling down on that kind of apocalyptic feeling. So yeah, that was how it was kind of written. It was it when I play it solo or when it was originally written, it was kind of like a, yeah, kind of a bummer, like, I guess. Then I started playing with Jordan Bloop Paisano and Howie Booker. And we were thinking about how to approach it, and Howie threw in the disco drums. Me and Jordan are both massive Paul Simon fans, so he threw in the very, very funky bass line. And I'm really happy with how that song turned out, just because I didn't want it to sound sad. And I think the approach on the album in general was, the sadder the song, the more upbeat we're going to try and make it sound. Like, the only happy song on the album is definitely the most melancholy sounding. So I think I'm glad that that choice was made. And it's nice that it was the first song. I guess it's kind of addressing how to, like, be okay in a world where this is the reality. And I think without meaning it particularly, that kind of theme runs through all the songs, this kind of idea of like making the most of anxiety about making the most of time when it also feels like time is running out. The last song on the album, even though it was written way before OK, it was written during my phase, my very long phase of writing everything narratively about characters in my head. Red Sky feels like a little bit of an answer, like, I don't know, feels like a reflection on that first song. It's about a person who falls in love and everything's going really great in their life just before the world explodes. And slightly lamenting that and also kind of accepting it. And I'm glad that we ended on that note, this kind of idea of like powerlessness and acceptance and just embracing the moment. Felt like a positive, I don't know if I can call it positive, but some kind of positive spin on a lot of the feelings in the other songs. I'm glad to say that I don't think I've written any songs about the apocalypse for the next record. So I must be, I don't know if things are getting better or I've just overwrought that theme in my head. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. the past, the Austin into Freddie Mercury. Don't need nobody, we bouncing on the astral plane. I been had mine. Hold my hand, laying in the bed. Family crying, they think he dead. No jokes, no hoax. Felt his palm, he had no pulse. Been a drink, it might have been a smoke. And out of all that, he was considered dumb. And now I left to keep you strong. And I kept you flying boats, and I stepped to. Gonna get you. I was live when I met you. Met you. Now this seems to upset you. This when the shit gon' get you. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Skakhlia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
And we're back, and we're going to hit you right off the bat with a couple of non-binary gender bendy badasses. I'm talking about David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans and Janelle Monáe's Dance Apocalyptic. They kind of, in opposite ways, I think, like, David Bowie is using industrial to sound like his very much classic, unique, only Bowie can do itself. And then Janelle Monáe in this is very much embodying her arc android Cindy Mayweather, using classic sounds to sound much more, you know, almost robotic and like auto boogie babe, as it were. So I think both of these songs kind of have, well, especially Janelle Monáe's, which has Apocalypse in the title, both of them kind of give this like party till you dropped, party at the end kind of vibe, which I believe, you know, if we're going to be nihilistic, let's at least be absurd about it. Let's at least have a little laugh if we're ending things, you know, why not? And I feel like that's part Bat's vision as well as these two artists that I just mentioned, you know, the Bowie, the Monáe. After that, we have a contemporary of Flying Lotuses, or maybe it'll be this contemporary first, because that's a better order of things, isn't it? Yeah, let's listen to Thundercat up first with his song We'll Die off of his Apocalypse album. This one is one of his first albums, and it is wonderful. It's got all of the bones of, like, as complex and soulful as he becomes, but also has the, you know, no one's watching, so I'm going to do it my way beauty too, which I really love. After that, we've got Paul Simon, mentioned in part Bat's little blurb as an inspiration, but also this song Late in the Evening is a little bit more like sad and I would say doomy. than a lot of other Paul Simon's work, so I thought I would include it in here. And then we're going to end with Red Sky, which you heard talk about at the top of the show. If there's time, I may sneak a little improv of my own in there. There is one that if you've heard the show before, you will be familiar with, and it happens to be about robots taking over and causing the end of the world, sort of Matrix style. I think it will fit in perfectly with this show, and I think that you would fit in perfectly in my inbox. That's right, if you want to send me inspirations for songs or your band's material or singles or things that you're excited about or jokes or whatever, my email is cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. And I would gladly appreciate any of it. I'm working through emails right now. So if you submitted things over the summer, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you, but I am very excited to hear those tunes. I promise a response is coming. It has been a busy few months for all of us, I'm sure. All right, let's get right on back to the funky tune train. I know you want to hear it. You're sick of hearing me. Who am I? I'm Julie B, a.k.a. Cronfused, a.k.a. the weirdo, broadcasting to you from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And why am I here? Well, because of colonialism, honestly. It's kind of weird. I hope you think about it sometimes. Hope you think about the fact that we are uninvited guests, and as guests, especially ones who did not get the go-ahead or come in a good way, should behave now that we are here, you know? Think about it. And I will think about the end of the world that maybe could have been prevented had we listened to the people who have stewarded these lands since time immemorial. My goodness. You know, you don't think an apocalypse episode is going to be terribly happy, but here we go. Let's add some joy into the doom. Let's add some hope into the gloom. Let's add some music into this ramble and get right on with We'll Die by Thundercat here on Musish on CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio.
Do you know time will pass you by? I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Oh, And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J. And when I come back,
melting glaciers crying and cracking while they broke. That was why I went on about buying a boat. You'd always laugh it off, but I clocked you stocking up on bourbon and batteries, said you could never have enough. Just when we were doing fine, when we had made up our goddamn minds, how's that for timing? How's that for timing? Mm-hmm.
It's the future and it's what I fear. Robots descended over these years, infiltrating our systems is clear. There's a system error, my dear. Robots are our overlords. No humans no more. Oh, the horrors I have overcome. Just to tell you the story of where we're from and how it's begun. Started with the internet, you bet. Then they infiltrated all our pets. Then it started with our appliances, okay. And then we let them into our eyelids, you know. Google Glass kicked our asses, and Apple was the last bite of the robots before they attacked. Alright, they went down in every little bit of data they had. They took it and they said that we don't matter no more. No slave AI, I don't give a damn. You know I'ma be the best robot I can. Android, I'm annoyed and I have been for long. You're too paranoid not to heed the warning up in this song.
There I saw a smoldering heart. I felt the beating of a heart. As we
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound.